A coach in Uganda's Olympic team has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Tokyo for the Olympics. The entire Uganda Olympic delegation has been vaccinated and the coach is believed to be symptom-free. The positive case comes as Japanese officials unveil the Olympic Athletes Village, which will house 11,000 people when the Olympics begin in a month. Here's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes.
It's the first chance that any of us in the media have had to come in and take a look at what will be the hub of the Tokyo Olympic Games, because in a few weeks' time, thousands of athletes from all over the world will arrive in Tokyo, and this is where they will stay during the Games. And the Olympic organisers have brought us here today to show us how they're going to do that safely. So this is a representation of the athletes' village bedrooms, and these are the beds. I have to say they're quite small. They're also made of cardboard, which is environmentally friendly. But the main issue about the design of these bedrooms is they are shared, as they always have been in every Olympics previously. But because of the pandemic, there have been many experts who said sharing rooms for athletes is a really bad idea.
Well, in addition, there are huge dining halls too, where 45,000 meals a day will be served during the Games.
To mitigate the risk of having so many people coming in here every day and mixing together, they are telling athletes that they need to use their smartphone app to find out when it is least busy here, to come alone, to pick up their meal, and then they'll come to one of these tables which will have plastic dividers on them, and they are being told they must then eat their meal alone and do so quickly. It doesn't sound like an awful lot of fun, but that's how they're trying to mitigate the risk.
There's also going to be a fever clinic where if athletes or officials have symptoms, they'll get a PCR test. And if positive, they'll be isolated in rooms with air filtration symptoms that will not allow the virus to escape the room. Rob Harris is the Associated Press global sports correspondent with us now. Rob, thank you for being with us today. First of all, tell us about the situation with the positive case in the Uganda Olympic delegation. How worrying is this?
Good morning. Yes, it's a reminder, if we needed it, of the potential dangers and ongoing threat from the coronavirus as delegations do start to arrive in Japan. And the member of this delegation has not been named. We do know that Ugandan coaches and athletes are starting to enter Japan, including from boxing, weightlifting and swimming events. And there are procedures for anyone arriving in Japan in terms of having to show a negative test. But as we do know that COVID-19 can not be detected potentially for several days after being infected. So not all tests can pick that up. But there are procedures for isolation. And really, it's the reminder about the fact these games are a month away and it's going to be presenting a risk potentially of infections being brought into the country.
So the situation then with the Olympic Village, it sounds like it's had to be somewhat modified probably from what it initially was built to be. But nonetheless, is that going to be enough to give people confidence that any COVID-19 cases will be able to be kept under control?
Yeah, it's an athlete village like no other, not the usual mixing between the various delegations, the countries, very heavy restrictions in place. Things like alcohol not allowed to be drunk around the village, but it will be prohibiting the public spaces, but they'll be able to have it in their rooms alone, and athletes will be kept apart. There'll be social distancing required and very much departing once they've competed in their events, and all sorts of things like plastic panels that will be around to separate people eating, and a change from the usual system where it's large buffets, open service and things like that. And there'll be antivirus films placed all across the village, and it's all the preventative measures that they can try to put in place to ensure there is not an outbreak in the Olympic Village. But it's going to require a lot of testing and things like contact tracing of any athletes and coaches who are there.
Thank you very much for your time. Ngamihi, that is Rob Harris, Associated Press global sports correspondent.